This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 412 for Monday, May 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker Monday, although activity was thin and choppy with markets in the U.S. closed for Memorial Day. Canola down 1 to over $6, July down $6.50 at $683.20 per ton. New crop November lagging a bit to the downside, down $4.90 at $653.90. Losses in European rapeseed futures and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar were both bearish for canola. Good seeding progress across the prairies, with forecasts calling for timely rains in most areas over the next week, also weighed on prices. However, canola was thought to be looking oversold from a chart standpoint and managed to find some support to the downside, with the new crop November at least holding above the lows hit last week. Statistics Canada reported that 886,000 tons of canola were crushed in the country in April. That was down 4% from the previous month, but well above the 706,000 tons crushed the same month a year ago. In the U.S., markets were closed for Memorial Day, with Midwestern weather conditions likely to take center stage when activity resumes tonight. News: the U.S. government has reached a deal to raise its debt ceiling should take some caution out of the markets when activity resumes, but that deal still needs to pass Congress. Soybean, corn, and wheat futures did all settle higher on Friday as traders adjusted positions ahead of the long weekend. Soybeans were up 13 cents in the July contract on Friday at $13.37 per bushel, with soy oil up 30 points that day at 48.82 cents per pound. Corn finished at $6.04 per bushel in the July contract on Friday. That was up 13 cents from the previous day, while oats were up 7 cents at $3.43 per bushel in July. Wheat futures were $8.18 per bushel in the July spring wheat contract. That was up 12 cents from Thursday. Kansas City up only a penny in July at $8.19 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 11 cents in the July contract at $6.16 per bushel. Spring seeding should be nearing completion around the U.S., with hot and dry weather forecasts likely supportive for both corn and beans. The winter wheat harvest in the country will soon be in full swing, with poor conditions through the growing season likely cutting into yields. Meanwhile, Ukrainian grain movement remains slow, with Russia already hinting it may not extend the Black Sea Corridor deal beyond mid-July if its latest demands aren't met. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 29th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.